Good evening and welcome to KILI Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian, Sergeant Cloud, and I'm up here on Wednesdays and bring you story, the Lakota language, and latest happenings in our school, education. So this evening I'm up here again with AJ, so he'll introduce himself and then we'll take off.
Good evening, AJ Agrinelli, 8th grade teacher down at Wounded Knee District School. Thanks for having me again there, Brian.
Yeah, it's good to I get encouragement when you come along. I feel stronger.
That's good.
And, I have a this afternoon I was sitting there looking for a story. I have a folder. I've been doing this for a while now, so I keep like stories, and I went through some, and this evening I will not do a Iktomi story because it's already raining out there, so I better not do one because I think it's still daylight out there.
It's worse.
I don't want to make it worse. But anyway, we don't have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow we don't have to worry about work.
Yeah, no school no tomorrow. School. Friday.
Yeah. So, Lloyd said it. Oh, I want to thank Lloyd for being here and opening the door to Kili Radio and for storytelling hour, and also Kili Radio. And you are listening to 90.1 up here at Porcupine Butte, 88.7 down in Rapid City, and KILIradio.org on the internet. So I want to say, before we go on, I would like to say good evening to Tom over in Pine Ridge. He always listens to storytelling over. That's Sean's grandpa.
Okay.
And then up in Martintown, Charlie, if you're listening, have a good evening. And all you people that are on the road, going home, be careful and drive slow, and it's windy out there, and maybe it's even raining right now some places. And have a good evening. This evening, AJ is up here, so I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. I might surprise him because I didn't tell him I was going to ask him. He's an 8th grade teacher, and one time there's a story where it was told by a person, a former president, and he said that it's just like our medicine wheel. I think this story is something about the medicine wheel in there, but the road that you take in life, you don't know what you're going to end up doing, and sometimes when you're young, you're going to say, well, I'm going to be a teacher, or I'm going to be a scientist, or a rodeo bronc rider or something. But sometimes you're going to find out that in that life, in the beginning, you're going to find a surprise, and that surprise will be challenging, and then it might change again. So in life, we never know what we're going to end up doing or be doing in the beginning or in the middle of that circle. I feel like when I was growing up, I never back then, education was very hard to get. School was if you get beyond high school, it was expensive. Not too many people have college education during my time. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. But I've been here for a long time. But today, anybody and everybody can get that education. But in those days, since it was expensive, I didn't know what I was going to do. And what I think someone did a pretty good job and put me on that right road. And I stayed with school. And then when I finished high school, I got a, they call it BIA grant. And, it was, I don't know why I did that, but I picked, it was called Black Hills Teachers College then, over in Spearfish. Now it's called, Black Hills State. But, well, it's a good place. But, and then I didn't know, like my mother was the one that really took care of my road then. And since she never went to beyond high school, nobody told me about, you're going to take this many hours and you better do this first before you get into your major or minor or whatever. So when I went over there, I went into childhood education right away. And I don't know why I did that. And right away I had music. I got an F right there, right away. I don't know nothing about Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So. And sometimes we end up doing something that's surprising and at the same time challenging. And now here you are here. I don't know how old you are. You're young. You're very young. And,
getting there.
You're getting there. And you're a teacher now.
Yeah.
So, can you share how you became a teacher and if that's what you wanted to do?
It was definitely not the direct road to being a teacher. Uh-huh. To be honest, I never thought I'd be a teacher. Really, even if you asked me just a few years ago, I didn't think I'd be a teacher. Through school, I kind of coasted through, mm-hmm. never made any teacher real happy. Showed up for the test. Never took it as seriously as I should have, and it kind of hurt me. It hurt where I went to college. The less serious you take it, the more doors it closes. Wasn't always on the best road. Sometimes it was actually a pretty bad road. And after college, I worked on a farm, drove a tractor for a while. Thought, oh, this is great. This is all I got to do. And then I traveled around the country and I lived in some questionable places and. Mm-hmm. Really up to not too much good for a while. And something kind of struck me that said, there's probably other kids like me that were never really driven to take over the world, but that's a possibility. Really anything that you want to do, you can accomplish. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize that until I decided one day to move out of the place I was living, get in a truck, and drive around the country for about a year. It was the first time I had been on this side of the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. I just saw everything I could see and went everywhere I wanted to go. And I felt free, really, for the first time in my life, just totally free. I could go anywhere. But with that, it kind of limited my options too. I was living out of a truck, and not can't just find any job you want living out of a truck. And so I decided, I was able to find Teach for America, and they've helped me become a teacher, and they give me great support. To my goal in class is really just to show every one of my students that you can do anything you want to do. So I've been out of college for a little while now, almost 10 years, and it's, yeah, my driving force coming to school every day is every one of those kids can do anything they want to. A little hard work and probably a couple sacrifices along the way. Mm-hmm. They really can. They can be any job, anything they want, go anywhere they want. It's up to them.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting road, but I was just talking to a friend on the way up here and just telling her I couldn't be happier. Sure, we do have our difficult days at school. Yeah. Brian knows not every day is easy.
Yeah.
But some days are so great, and every one of those kids deserves a great chance to do anything they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, well, are you glad you became a teacher?
I am glad.
Okay.
So, yeah, I couldn't be happier. And I don't know that I ever really grew up. I feel like I'm 13 too, and love to play around and have fun and enjoy ourselves, but we got to learn at the same time. So it's really great to interact with the students and just to do your best to keep a smile on.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I love being a teacher. Sure,
yeah.
There is a lot of hard work and a lot of things outside of school that people don't see, and the preparation to make sure that every day they're learning as much as possible. But it's great. It's great being a teacher, and it's great living here. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been to.
Yeah, it's, every day, I feel that maybe what we're doing is not really, I don't see it, but then they are absorbing, even though you think they're not paying attention or they're not really doing what you want them to do, but it's working. You can and then also the school, they're doing everything they can to bring in all the
as many resources. I mean, we've got a whole lot of new resources.
A lot of resources, yeah.
There's a lot of first-year teachers at school, so everyone's just working hard to become the best teacher they can. And it's nice to know, it's tough to know that you can't quit on any one of them.
No.
If you don't do it, if you're not there to teach them each day, they're not going to learn.
Yeah.
You got to be 100% ready to teach.
Yep. And the other thing is, when we're on this, it also takes the parents too, and especially the parents, and also the other people in that community.
It takes an entire community to educate a kid.
Yeah, we're in Wounded Knee or Wounded Knee District School, but Manderson, and then we got Wounded Knee down here, and then we have people along the Wounded Knee Creek towards Rocky Fort. And there's some other ones that come to when they need to. All the schools are like that. Coming up here to the radio station, I hear that little phrase, you cannot do it alone. And that's like when you do the Lakota language too. We always hear that. You cannot revitalize that Lakota language alone. It takes a lot of people, like on Wednesdays, I remember last week, there's two words, persevere and commitment. If you don't commit yourself to what you're doing, and if you don't persevere, then it's going to be weak. But if you do that other way, be committed, be there all the time, then you're going to see some...
see results. They'll be there.
Yeah. Yep.
Doesn't feel it hour to hour always, when you look at it, the ways you come over time, mm-hmm. how far you come each month, just to see the difference in even my students from September to now. I know that they've learned so much, and it's great to see, and that's what really makes you happy to be a teacher.
The other thing that I tell my wife is that, you know, these children, I've been here 4 years now. It seems like they're a part of, I'm sure they feel like that too. We know each other. We meet somewhere, we say hello, and you look forward to seeing them. Sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you have a rough day, but in the end, we always like when you leave, you wave at them and say have a good day, and be careful, and see you again Monday, and things like that.
Yeah, so, you care about every one of them.
Yeah,
a lot.
You care about them. So, if you're listening out there, Vance, sometimes he says he listens to this kiddie radio, or anybody from the school. If you're listening, people care about you. People love you. The teachers, parents, the community people. They care for you and they love you and they want you to walk that road.
Yeah.
That one where, and when you walk that road, good things will happen. And you're going to see good things.
There's always bumps in the road.
Yeah, there's always.
You can get there.
There's like when you do that story, when you read it, we'll talk about that. There's part in there about the medicine wheel. Remember, I think I mentioned that before. There's a bad road and a good road. But all of us are on that good road now. Let's, before we forget, let's do the, last week we came over here and tonight was supposed to be the parent night.
Right.
It was supposed to be a free meal, but that's not going to happen. It's going to be next week.
Yep, next Wednesday, 5 to 7.
Yeah. So if you're on your way to Wounded Knee District School, we're going to have it next week. And we're going to have a meal at 5 o'clock next week on Wednesday. And all you parents, that's for the parents. So if you are listening and if you're a parent or even a community member, go over there to the Wounded Knee District School and see what's going on over there. There's going to be dope prizes. There's going to be every class will have some kind of
a different booth. We talk about wellness still, exercise and eating right.
Yeah.
So everyone's got a different little agenda there. And Adam does a great job, and so hopefully the meal, as usual, I'm sure will be incredible.
Yep. So wellness is the theme. And in Lakota, that Zani, I think I mentioned that last time, well. Zania, that means in good health. Blihecha, that means like you're active. And Blihea, industrious. Like that. So if you eat right and if you exercise, you're going to be active. You're going to be active in everything. And have a good life.
There you go. Feel good, play good.
So that's you know, that what that man said about life is right. Like you never know what you're going to you're going to say, here's what I'm going to be, but it could change. And then maybe you'll stay in one, or you might change again. Like I changed, I don't know how many times, 3 or 4 times what I'm doing. So, and I never was into Lakota language. And now I think I started this maybe 2000, around there, like that. So, So you never know what you're going to be doing. No. My area of interest was business administration at one time. But now I don't think I can do that. It's everything.
Not a cutthroat.
I don't have the patience, no.
Patience.
My eyes are bad, and my memory's bad. When I had good eyes, I can do that. But today, you know, I like what I'm doing. And that's, you know, I committed myself to the Lakota language. Well, let's do that story, and then maybe I forgot something here. I think we did all the announcements about with the school.
Yeah, I believe that tomorrow's basketball game is rescheduled to a future date.
Okay.
So I'll let you know on that.
Okay. Yeah. And we already covered what's going to happen next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And also next Friday, we're going to have another one of those
lock-in,
they call it.
Yeah,
did you go last time?
I didn't go. No. I was just there for the very beginning, but I didn't stay overnight with them. They lock in from right after school, 1:30, until breakfast the next morning. They got fun, games and movies and stuff. Some educational stuff, too, which is nice.
Yeah.
But it's a good productive stuff for the kids to do on Friday night.
And it's a good place for the children to be safe.
Yeah.
And also they're learning. I'm glad that... Who was there?
See, last week...
Mackenzie was there, right?
Yeah, Mackenzie was there. There was from Gear Up. The staff from Gear Up was there.
Okay.
And I think the fourth and fifth graders are able to stay until...
8?
7 or 8 o'clock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 6 through 8 stayed overnight.
Stayed all night, yeah. Okay. Well, when next Wednesday, remember, open parent night on next Wednesday, and then lock in on Friday for the upper grades. Okay, well, I have a story here. It's called the Walking the Circle, and we're going to. I'm going to ask AJ to read it, and then we'll talk about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Walking the Circle sounds appropriate. Kahomni, the Circle, is a prominent in Lakota life and is used practically and symbolically because it is part of the reality of the physical environment. Toss a stone into a pond, and waves flow out from the center in growing circles. Falling leaves in autumn often spin in circles before it lands. The sun and the moon are circular, and from our perspective, they move in circles. The most powerful force on the plains, the tornado, moves in a circle. Life itself moves in cycles, or circles. Our annual calendar is a cycle of 13 months or moons, because it is based on the cycles of the moon. There are the four seasons that obviously cycle continuously, and the life cycle for all beings is birth, childhood, adulthood, and old age. A sweat lodge is a simple circular structure that, according to the author, symbolizes Lakota spiritual beliefs and traditions as well as life itself. Perhaps the most practical application of the circle was in the design of dwellings. A circular floor plan goes back a long way, so far, in fact, that no one can remember when the design was first used. When our ancestors lived on the plains, they favored conical hide-covered dwellings. Both could withstand high winds and were relatively easy to erect and take down, and they were built from readily available materials. The conical dwellings, or teepee, which means they live there, was portable as well. Living in either type of dwelling was a constant reminder for the inhabitants that flowed in the circle and that they were unalterably connected to everything that was a part of it. So the design was based on a practical as well as spiritual needs. When our ancestors moved out onto the plains, their conical dwellings were arranged in a circular encampment. A typical encampment or village was small, usually 20 to 40 families in roughly that many dwellings. When space and topography of a chosen site allowed, a small village would be arranged in a single circular row of dwellings. The larger villages would have double or triple rows of dwellings. Because each individual dwelling faced its door to the east, the entrance to the village was also to the east. East-facing teepee doors and village entrances were both practical and spiritual. Prevailing winds, especially in autumn and winter, came from the west and northwest, so the door needed to be on the shelter or lee side of the dwelling. An eastward view was also a greeting to the new sun each day, thereby acknowledging the continuous cycle of life. One of the most popular designs seen on Lakota art or cultural artifacts is the medicine wheel. The Lakota word for it is kongleshka, spotted wood. This literal description is from the four colors painted on the wheel, or hoop, which is made of wood. The shape and the colors used represent the power of life, hence the translated term medicine wheel, having pehuta, or medicine, can mean possessing a certain power or ability. The medicine wheel is circular, with a balanced cross of two intersecting lines in its center. The ends of the lines connect with the wheels at four points. The circle represents life, and the two intersecting lines represent the two roads in life. The good road, usually painted in red, and the bad road, usually painted in black. The good road is also referred to as the red road. It is the most difficult to travel. The bad road, the black, is a wide, easy way to go. These are the two basic choices in life, and we choose one in every situation, the good or the bad. The four sacred colors of red, yellow, black, and white are included in the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel incorporates another important symbol in Lakota tradition and spirituality, the number four. Like the circle, the number four represents certain realities in life. There are the four seasons: winter, spring, summer, and autumn. The four directions: east, south, west, and north. And the four basic elements of life: earth, wind, fire, and water. As a symbol or artifact, the medicine wheel can be found in two- or three-dimensional Lakota art and in the art of many other tribes as well. It is a sacred or holy symbol for traditional Lakota people, the way the cross is for Christians and the Star of David is for Jews. The greatest principle the circle symbolizes is the equality that applies to all forms of life. In other words, no one form of life is greater or lesser than any other form. We are different from one another, certainly, but different is not defined as greater than or less than. And we all share a common journey, the Maka Choni, or life on earth. In English, the circle of life. This is a much broader scope than the Judeo-Christian ideology that man has dominion over other forms of life. The concept that all life is equal doesn't necessarily circumvent the food chain viewpoint, wherein living things are either prey or predator, those who are eaten and those who do the eating. The smaller, weaker, and slower are killed by the bigger, stronger, and faster. Undeniably, that is the way the natural world functions, the survival of the fittest and the strongest, some call it. But whatever we are, prey or predator, weak or strong, we are all part of a larger community, the largest of all, the circle of life. There is a reality that makes the mole equal to the bear, a reality that connects us all whether we walk, fly, crawl, swim, or grow roots. We are all born and we all die. This is such a simple and quiet reality that we humans allow our arrogance to obscure it and our ignorance to deny it. No matter who and what we are born, more or less fulfill our purpose or destiny, and then we die. The most powerful creature on earth cannot cheat death. So in that sense, the biggest, the swiftest, and the most intelligent is no more powerful than the lowliest. In the end, the earth will reclaim us all. It's from Lakota Way by Joseph M. Marshall III.
Did you read that, the Lakota Way?
I have not read the book yet, no. Oh, I have it in my in my room, and I've started to read it, but I have not read it through yet.
So that's a good... that's when it first came out, that's very popular.
Okay.
I think the seventh graders...
oh, really? Okay.
...did it.
I know it's got the medicine wheel on it.
All his books...
Oh, really?
If you're interested, like, they're in my resource.
Okay.
I have it locked up. But I have all his books.
Yeah, right now I'm reading a book that someone gave me, Ron Jumping Eagle gave me, that he read in his Lakota culture class at OLC, and it's called The Sioux, Traditions and Cultures.
Yeah.
And it's written about from history of the mid-1800s,
mm-hmm.
I guess yeah. It's considered the peak of the Sioux culture, and so it describes all different historical traditions, everything from hunting to family to gender roles. It's been really interesting so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I really like that, the Lakota way.
Yeah.
And then there's another one called, I think he talked about the fours.
Right.
Like that they mentioned in there. And then last, like, in Lakota, we have, in January, we had seasons. And then we talked about seasons. And remember that time they had a question on why do seasons change? And then I think Chris explained it to the, I think it was the eighth graders. And the reason...
Oh, right, they're asking.
Remember that one?
Yeah, we were showing them the tilt of the earth and just the science behind why the seasons change.
Those are good things to really discuss. And that, like, some of these... I was surprised that one of those students mentioned that too. It was because of the Earth.
The tilt on the axis.
Yeah, yeah.
They're curious, and you see they absorb a lot more than we realize.
And that's why the seasons. Well, is it go further and then?
Yeah,
closer.
It's always tilted on the same axis, and when it's on one side of the sun, the southern hemisphere is a little bit closer, and the sun's rays are a little more direct, and when it's on the other side of the sun, the farther north, the rays are more direct to the earth, therefore warming the earth.
Yep. And they understood that, and then that's why, I showed them the types of trees that we have around here, and then how they grow, when they grow, why they grow. And that has to do with the seasons too. Like a lot of these trees, like right now, there's no leaves in them.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, like another 2 or 3 months, you're going to start seeing the leaves again. And then it changes over again. So everything just changes like that. There's four seasons.
Isn't this the moon of the popping tree?
Yeah.
Is that it?
This month, yeah. Moon of the popping trees. And then the reason for that is because of cold. Cool weather freezes the trees and they start popping.
Yeah, crackling.
And then next month, this month, February. Okay, and then March will be like March is you welcome back the thunder. Okay, that's another one. So those seasons change. So we're going to Honey Peak next month.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe middle, maybe third week in March sometimes. So those are things that people, they are called sacred sites. And, it wasn't mentioned in that story, but that's all part of the spiritual, because all people are spiritual. And then for the Lakota people, in the spirituality, they have sacred sites where they go to do
the offerings. Honey Peak, what are the sacred sites?
Bear Butte, Devil's Tower, and then there's a place called Preshla, and that's the middle of the Black Hills.
Okay.
And that's, you ever been to Hill City? It's about 15, 20 miles from there to the northwest. So we usually go to Hunting Peak, and then this year we talked about going to Devil's Tower.
Yeah,
but that's I think it's about 190 miles or something. So we should we leave at 7 in the morning. We'll be there before lunch.
Our bus driver's cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Roberta in the driver's
seat. Yeah, yeah. Well, she well. Okay. The other one is in like right now we have just only like say less than 90 days. This is February. Last week in February, so figure March and April, that's 60 days. And then you're going into May.
16th of May is the last.
Before you know it, you're going to be right there. And then you won't see those eighth graders no more. See, that's another thing that sometimes we, like, who follows these eighth graders? That question came up one time. And I'm sure somebody does. Whether it's at where I don't know, but there is a tracking system, so that like our eighth graders, when they leave Wounded Knee, maybe they'll go to Pine Ridge, maybe they'll go to Kyle, maybe some of them will go to Red Cloud, or some of them might go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. There's other schools, and then maybe a year from now we'll say, where is so and so, and then they'll say, well, yeah. He or she's at sophomore now at Pine Ridge or like that.
So yeah, they've been together since kindergarten.
Yeah,
so it's a big step.
Yeah,
proud of
them. Yeah, and then it's really important that they stay in this road, and we don't want them to leave that road and get left behind. Maybe we don't want them to be behind. They need to just keep going.
Yeah. I like how in the story it described the bad road as wide and easy to take. And it's true. It's easy to not care, not work hard. And the good road is that thin red road that you need to stay focused so you don't veer off.
Yeah. Yep. It's takes a lot of everybody.
Yeah.
But it's always up to you too. We always say that, you know, that's the higher power. He gave you a little computer in your brain, and that's up to you to use that to the max, to the maxima. And whatever you do, whatever you're good at, like people, along this good road, you're going to learn. You cannot say, "Oh, I can't do this," or "I can't read," or "I can't add," or "I'm not interested in science." But now it's all. Well, you see all these resource stuff that you have at the school now. We have about three. What is it? Three computer rooms.
Yeah, there's two full labs. Yeah, there's another one in the GT room.
So everybody's using that now.
It's good to see.
Yeah.
There's a lot of extra people there, too. There's a lot of support staff with Gear Up being there and HYY, and there's just other people. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
And today, some places, like, we're not doing that, but even in the Lakota language, they use iPads, and they put words in there so that, I know, I think, I remember Kyle. We have friends, Kyle. They mentioned that they use iPads, and you put a sentence in there, and everybody sees it.
Right.
It makes it interesting.
Yeah,
because you're using that iPad.
Technology.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Technology. That's technology. So just keep going, keep learning, and you always have February, March, these things are the curriculum. We call it Changgu, that's the road. We call it Wongspit Changgu. That means, if you want to translate that, it'll be Wongspit Changgu's education road. And Lakota, we call it the curriculum, we call it Wongspit Changgu. So you have that road, but you use that, and then you can always get others you can add to it, or else look at other curriculum, see what they're doing. But right now, everybody's using this. Well, you can always add to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're not really... nobody tells you to stay right there on that road. You can always look around and add. If you like something, people do it in their own way, different ways.
Yeah, it's different ways to teach
everything. Yeah, so that's... So that's the story, and then what else did I forget anything? Yeah, I told Lloyd we're going to sign up at 6:00. Is there anything we should add before we take off?
We covered much. The Walk in the Circle story was nice. Family wellness night next Wednesday night down in Wounded Knee. I think so. Anything to add, Brian?
Nothing. So we'll just, I want to say thanks to Lloyd, and he's always up here, and also thanks to you, and for coming up and sharing, and maybe next week again.
Yeah.
I got another story that I have here, and it's on spirituality, so we'll talk about that next time. So I want to thank everybody for listening. If you're on the road, be careful. And Doksha Ake.
All right. Thank you. Again, I would like to thank Lloyd, too, and Brian for coming on up. Doksha Ake.